It's 7:51 on Classical Mornings, and we are playing the Quiz of the Bumblebee. And with us on the phone this morning is Les in Richmond Hill. Good morning, Les.
Well, good morning. How are you today?
Terrific, thanks. How about you?
Just doing great, thanks.
Great. Are you working today? Are you? Do you have a nice day off or anything like that?
No. I work from home, so.
That's nice.
It's nice when you don't have to commute.
Boy, I'll say. Do you mind my asking what you do?
I'm an insurance adjuster.
Okay.
I handle injury claims, people injured in car accidents.
Fantastic. Excellent. There's a need for it, that's for sure.
And absolutely.
Not for the accidents, but for the insurance.
Nope.
Or maybe, right. I don't know. Are you all set to play, Les?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
Okay, let's go. In The Lark Ascending by Rayfon Williams, which instrument represents the lark? Is it a violin or a flute?
Flute.
Which composer wrote Chant d'Auvergne, featuring the famous Cuckoo melody? Was it Reynaldo Hahn or Joseph Cantaloube?
I'll take Hahn.
In Saint-Saëns' Carnival of the Animals, which movement is all about birds? Is it the swan or all about the birds' aviary?
Aviary.
You're right. Birds are often represented in music. With what kind of musical technique? Fast trills and fluttering notes or slow, heavy chords?
Trills.
Yes. Which composer wrote a piece called The Nightingale? Was it Igor Stravinsky or Franz Liszt?
Liszt.
In Baroque music, bird calls were often represented by which instrument? Recorder or trumpet?
Recorder.
And I'm going to ask you, we've only got three. That leaves two more. Usually if someone's got four answers, I'll give a fifth. But in this case, it would be two more questions, which perhaps is not fair to the listener. However, Les, that doesn't mean you are bereft of opera tickets. In fact, we will be giving you opera tickets, and it's to see Orfeo and Eurydice, I always get that mixed up, October 9th, 15th, or 17th at the Four Seasons Center for the Arts. And you also get one of our great mugs. So our receptionist will be calling you and between 11 and 3. But in the meantime, I best ask the questions again and give the answers for our listeners at home. In The Lark Ascending by Rayfon Williams, which instrument represents the lark? That's a violin. Which composer wrote Chant d'Auvergne, featuring the famous Cuckoo melody? That's Joseph Cantaloube. In Saint-Saëns' Carnival of the Animals, which movement is all about birds? The aviary. Birds are often represented in music with what kind of musical technique? Fast trills and fluttering notes. Which composer wrote a piece called The Nightingale? Igor Stravinsky. In Baroque music, bird calls were often represented by which instrument? Recorder. So there you go, our listeners at home and yourself, Les. Thank you so much for playing today. And like I said, our receptionist will be in touch with you between 11 and 3 o'clock today, okay?
Okay, that's terrific.
Les, thanks so much for calling in and playing, and enjoy the opera.
Thank you so much. Yes, I will.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.